And we're back with the PNB Elections Committee call. We had a technical problem. We had to go off and find a new line. So here we're picking up where we left off, and our National Election Supervisor, Lynn Serpy, was answering questions. So, Lynn, you want to go back a couple minutes to what you were saying offline and just share it with everyone?
I'm sorry, just Serene, with a point of something.
Yeah.
We should make sure that we should take attendance, make sure we still have quorum.
Oh, right. Very good point. Yeah. Okay. So, Nancy, are you back on the line? Okay. Hold on. Let me pull up the roster, and I can call the roll. Give me a second.
I can do that if you want.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Bill.
This is from the email.
Okay.
Corey Siren?
Here.
I think these are alphabetical. Sharon Adams? Can't hear you, Sharon. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Fred Blair?
Present.
Thank you. Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Bill Crozier's here. Marion Douglas Ngaro? Can't hear you, Marion. Anthony Fest?
Nancy, KPFT.
Anthony, I'm here.
Okay. Just to call the roll again, Nancy. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. Bob Lutterer?
Here.
Frank Lefebvre? Can't hear you, Frank. Eric Ramey? Can't hear
Eric
you, Eric.
Eric is having difficulty with access. We'll get him on soon.
Okay. Serene, you're here. I hear you. Nancy, I heard you. Deb Shafto? Are you back with us? Can't hear you, Deb. Nancy Sorden? Can't hear you, Nancy. Margie Wilkinson? Can't hear you, Margie. I believe that's all. And Lynn Sharpie's back with us.
Okay. And how many committee members is that?
Oh, gosh. I wasn't counting. I'm sorry. give me a minute.
Okay, thanks.
Let's see. I believe here we have Grace, Fred, me, Anthony, Bob, Serene, Nancy. Did I mention Nancy already?
Yeah, you did.
Anybody else?
Okay.
So
that's
Nancy. Seven, I believe. Yeah, we only have Nancy Sabar and Nortomi.
Right. And how many is a quorum? Is it nine?
10, I believe.
10. All right. So we're a little short. Well, while we're waiting, Fred Blair, how many minutes are left out of the 40?
The 40's expired already.
Well, I'm not. Obviously, I'm not counting the time we were offline or couldn't hear. Didn't we have a few minutes left before the noise intruded?
Bob, I didn't stop my timer when we started having the problems, but it expired when halfway between the calling back and so forth.
Okay, that's fine. So let's just, while we're waiting for the others to come in, let's decide. It's 9:35. How many minutes do we want to keep for additional Q&A? And, of course, let's remember that Lynn had several questions for us as well. So how about, shall we say, 15? Does that sound like enough? Does anyone have a different proposal?
We had about 10 minutes. 10 minutes to bring us to 9:45, which is 15 minutes longer than I committed to be on the call. So can we aim for 9:45 and then kind of go from there as opposed to aim for 9:50? I'd rather aim for 9:45.
Sure. No, thank you for reminding me about your time limit. So I would say, since we're not doing business right now, although it's unfortunate some of our colleagues can't join us, we need to respect your time limit. So I would say let's go forward with the Q&A and others can listen to the recording afterwards. So, Lynn, if you want to pick up from where you left off.
Right. So there were two issues on the floor, sort of. Nancy had asked a question about general managers recording the cart at KPFT. And so just to sort of wrap that up, there's really two answers to that. One is that I didn't think it was a problem, and there is a formal complaint process that's been on the website since June 1st. So I will mention that I had seen a reference to the fact that some people were concerned, so I did call the manager at PPFT today to talk with him about the type of comments he might have been saying on air. This was separate from the cart issue. And, you know, he assured me that he felt that during his comments, I think in the open hour, maybe between 8 and 9 in the morning, that he felt he had, you know, often been mentioning the elections, but that he thought it was quite, that he was being quite neutral. So without specific allegations, you know, like on this day, on this time, at this hour, you know, it's really hard for me to investigate. I can't go back and, you know, just listen to hours of archives just in case something is said. So I have at least already reached out to the general manager on that topic. As far as the cart, what I can say is that, you know, KPFT has probably 37 listener candidates, which is considerably more than they've had before. So I don't know whether it's the fact that the general manager has been airing additional carts or whether, you know, the fact that ALMA has been a very active LES. But right now it seems as though from a promotion of the election that there seems to be a very big response. But if you have a continued concern that it's a violation, then please do submit that to me. That would be the appropriate way to handle it. The second issue that was on the floor, someone asked a question. I'm not sure who it was. It was a female voice. So just to repeat that in the candidate nominating packet that we repeatedly encourage people to download, and if not, have been able to make copies for people or mail it to them or physically hand it to them, it does mention that people have multiple options for submitting their documents, everything from coming in person to scanning and emailing it, and there's even pieces of it that they can and are encouraged to do online, such as their candidate statements and their optional questionnaire. And just to reinforce the message I sent to all the candidates who are registered today is that it is significantly better if you type in your own candidate statement. If you send in a handwritten document, we have to try to figure out what you're saying. If you do scan in a document and we copy and paste it, that doesn't always work. In fact, you can tell that some candidates have copied and pasted themselves their own candidate statements from Word into the website, and then all of a sudden you get all these kind of like, you know, ampersands and at symbols and money signals. So, you know, if we then have to interpret what exactly they were trying to say or have a big back and forth, it's just much, much better if people, you know, enter the information themselves. That way, if there's any typos, it's their fault. But also we don't have to try to determine intent, try to track down what is and isn't meant, because people don't always reply when we send emails. So that's strongly encouraged. But yes, so people have those multiple options in terms of, submitting their information. So, I think there were still a couple other people on the stack though.
Right. Yeah. And folks are going to have to be brief because, Lynn's time is very limited. So I think Bill was next. Bill? Are you there, Bill?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I had to unmute. Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure, confirm if you can confirm that at all the stations on the last day that there'll be people can sign their petition forms there, and hopefully that would be announced on air at all the stations. So if there's any candidates that are, you know, worried they don't have enough signatures, they could do it when they come in to turn in their paperwork. Is that right?
Right. So each local election supervisor has in their communication with the registered candidates, continued to say what their hours will be in the studio. So I think some of them are 5 to 9. I think Chance in LA might be 3 to 9. Kiani, I believe, is 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So, you know, I can go through and update all the mentions on the website. I'm not sure that we'll be able to record that for the general public. They weren't necessarily being seen as, like, meet and greet. One thing that I did mention was that, you know, certainly if candidates want to camp out, like, from 5 to 9 and be there while other candidates are coming in to get more signatures, they're certainly free to do that. But I'm not sure if you're suggesting something different.
Well, it'd just be nice if there were some announcements on air that don't have to be recorded, but on the last day, just to remind potential candidates that they can get more signatures when they come to turn them in.
Right.
And also, by the way, at KPFT, to respond to what Nancy was talking about, I've heard lots of announcements on air by programmers, not just our GM, lots of them reminding people about the elections and that they should apply. So apparently Alma's doing a great job talking to them too, I guess, because they're, I'm hearing lots of announcements, not just
We send lots of emails. We send emails to general managers, to local station board members, to staff, and we always ask, hey, you know, can you have an LES on your show? If you don't want to have an LES on a show, do you want to read an announcement they prepare? If you don't want to read an announcement, you know, do you want us to give you, you know, we try to offer multiple options, and it does seem as though in some stations people are actively taking that up, and some stations maybe not as much, you know, and it's, you know, there's, I can't tell, you know, staff of the different stations what they can and can't do. We can only suggest, ask, suggest, encourage. So it's always gratifying when people do take us up on our suggestions, and it's always disappointing when they don't, certainly.
Okay, let me ask who else wants to ask questions or make comments.
Is Nancy Sidebauer now told me back on?
Wasn't there someone who had a question from the very beginning when I got on who was waiting, or is that Bill? I know it was a male voice.
Yeah,
that was me.
That was Bill. Oh,
that
was that?
Barry.
I'm sorry, who has another question? Yes, who has a question?
Hello?
Yes, who is this? Okay, I guess she couldn't hear us. Anyone else with a question?
Sorry, this is Serene.
Yes, go ahead, Serene.
I don't know if Eric was able to get back on. I tried to text him the number. Eric? Okay, did Nancy Sidebauer and Naratomi make it back on?
Yes, I'm back on. This is Nancy.
Oh, okay, great.
I was going to pick up
on the Houston GM thing for you if you weren't there, but you are. Okay.
So, Serene, did you have a question or a comment?
Well, you know, generally, I honestly think that management, since management is evaluated and supervised by the LSB, that I appreciate the fact that some of the open journal talk has been about elections, but I really think it would be good if the manager were not involved, particularly since the manager in question has made, and I heard a program last year in which the manager said to the public, well, you know, they're trying to fire me, come down and do something, or come down and speak up or speak out or whatever the case is. So it would probably not, for our listeners who have probably heard such comments far more frequently than I did. I'm in New York. I heard that particular program. But for listeners who've heard that sort of thing, then hearing, run for the board from that particular manager may not be such a wholesome thing. So I think it would be good for management to arrange for the LES to have access, but, you know, to the air, but not necessarily to be as involved in the discussions about the board and the purposes of the board.
Hi, this is Lynn. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is the third time I called back. Great.
Oh, wow. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I also emailed Bob to say I'm trying. Okay. There had been someone, a male voice, who when I first got on the call said they had a question. I don't know if that person was able to answer
that.
Question.
Might have been Eric. Eric, are you back? He was off for a while. Eric? Well, I'm afraid not.
Okay, because I was saying, since he had been patient and decided to wait,
I'm sorry.
And then to make sure I decided to get to him.
Don't go yet. Let me try to three-way him.
Okay.
I don't think he has email access. That's the problem.
All right, so while we're waiting, does anyone else have a question or comment for Lynn?
Remember, I have questions, and it's 9:05.
All right, so let's go ahead to Lynn's questions to us. So the first one was the best time for on-air forums, whether it's before the mailing, after, or both. Both meaning re-airing the one that's earlier. Let's start with that. Any comments in answer to that question? Well, actually,
Nancy.
Okay, and then myself. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, before the ballots go out in the mail, before August 15th, please make sure that every candidate has their fair share of carts, of candidate forms, because a lot of people will vote as soon as they get their ballot because they don't want to lose it.
and that happens. And then, but some people like me, I wait till the very last moment, you know, until I can get it in because I'm busy making it. But it's awful. And we've had problems in the past where some candidate forum or some individual candidate forum will be scheduled just before the deadline of ballots turning in, and we are not angels now. A lot of bad things happen.
Bob, time is up.
Okay, thanks. Let me just call on myself briefly, and then we'll see if we can go to the second question.
Okay.
So I somewhat disagree with Nancy. I think that for a lot of listeners, the issue is abstract until a ballot's in their hands. Certainly the cards have always been played before the ballots are sent, and that's appropriate. It gets people starting to be kind of acquainted a little bit. But the real deep engagement that's involved in a candidate forum that's an hour at a time, or sometimes 2 hours back-to-back with two different sets of people, I think that's really only meaningful once the ballots are available. So I would personally recommend holding off until after the mailing. Okay.
So just on that, that's partially why what I was suggesting was really a combination of both. Maybe record the live ones before August 15th and then have a second airing, of the recorded on-air forums after the fact as well. Because that way you catch the people who like to vote, when they first get a ballot, but then you catch the people who aren't paying attention until they have a ballot. So I guess I was just wondering, I don't know that I can insist or, that station managers reserve that much airtime, but it seemed as though if I ask early enough in advance that could be scheduled. So that was my follow-up question. Has that ever happened before? And then it was also about the in-person forum.
Okay, so let me.
And Bill,
Bob, could I ask a question?
Yeah, but let me finish this, and then I'll call on you. And who was that, by the way?
Fred.
Who asked to ask?
Bill. Fred.
Fred. Okay. So my response would be that I think it's confusing when a pre-recorded forum that has listener call-ins is re-aired, and then. You're asking the engineer who may or may not do it to constantly announce, please do not call. This is a previously aired recording. You cannot call in with your questions, which is frustrating to listeners. So, and like I said, I don't think people are really that focused in the first place. But the deeper problem is that we've always had a lot of very understandable reluctance by program directors to take that much airtime, especially at stations with large numbers of candidates. Because, as you know, Lynn, there's a financial crisis at almost all our stations. So there's more fundraising than there's ever been. And so the pressure is on the program directors and, programs as it is are being preempted for fundraising. Then to, on top of that, be preempted not once but twice for candidates, I think causes a problem. So I'll call on Bill and then Fred, and then we should really wrap up so Lynn can go. Go ahead, Fred. All right, Bill.
Well, I think I agree with Bob. It is going to be a problem to getting the airtime. But, frankly, only a small number of our members listen at any particular time anyway, even if the forums are advertised. They're just not going to be at a good time for some of them. So I think what we do need, and we haven't done this much, is more on-air promotion of how people can listen to those online. I assume they'll be on the elections website once the forum has aired, and that gives people an opportunity to listen to them whenever they want. They can go back and compare candidate A or candidate B, or just go to the ones, especially if it lists which candidates are on which days. If they want to hear a particular candidate, they can go to that day's forum, because we typically only have four or five per day, or per at a time, rather. And I think we need to do more promotion of what's on the website to help people find that, so they can listen whenever it's convenient for them.
Got it.
Okay, Fred?
Basically, I'm stating the same thing as Bill, that it's been our standard practice in past elections to put the on-air forums and the recordings of the on-air forums on the election website so people can listen to them on demand and make their comparisons there. That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Great.
So, very quickly, on the Lynn, do you still want to talk about the in-person or do you want to hold off, because that is a bit down the road? It's up to you.
We can probably hold off on it.
Okay.
We're going to dial in Eric.
Eric, are you back?
I am, yes.
Did you have a question for Lynn? Because if it's not for Lynn, let's let her go, and then we can do it afterwards.
Lynn is the NES, is that correct?
Yes.
It's not directly related to your report, so I'll defer. But
okay, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining
us. So, Lynn, one last thing I just wanted to flag for you, maybe on our next call we can discuss, is the question that we faced last year about what type of mailing to do. Should it be a postcard first and then a full mailing? Should it be there were different options considered with different costs attached, and Eljoy came up with a spreadsheet with the costs involved, and so I was just wondering if you would be able to develop similar, whatever you think are the options that we should consider and that the PNB should vote on financially as far as the form the mailing should take.
Right. When were you thinking to have your next call?
Well, that's my next question to you is, are there any bad weeks in July as we try to schedule this? Are there any weeks that you're totally out of commission?
It's more about having the data, like the most up-to-date data. It's been hard without having the list to get really good numbers. But I also don't want to delay it because I need to make a commitment so that we can actually, you know, get everything out. So I would probably say the week of July 18th through 20th, like those somewhere in there, might be a good time. I'm in Cleveland the 15th through the 17th. So that's probably those 3 days, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, are not great for me.
Yeah, we don't meet on the Friday, Saturday, or Sunday anyway. Okay.
I have a proposal.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
A Wednesday, July 20th.
Okay, Lynn, is that good for you?
I mean, I'm just trying to think about all the timing involved because it's a fairly quick turnaround to have to make a decision with the ballot company and then get everything prepared so that everything can be sent out on August 15th. So what I'm not clear on is if you're suggesting like if we wait until the 20th and then the PNB still has to make a decision and then, you know, okay. Let's say the 20th for now, and I'm going to say that if I need to move it up because of the logistics, I'm just going to request that we do that.
Okay, that's fine. Just be aware we're required to hang on. We're required to give 7 days public notice for any meeting.
Okay.
Go ahead, Serene.
So I'm looking at the KPFTX calendar, which is why I said the 20th, because virtually every other, Monday through Thursday, there's some other national committee or several local committee meetings.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't, if we have to do a Friday or something like that, that's...
Okay, well, for right now, July 20th, let's set that as that's where we're going to put it unless I contact you otherwise, recognizing the 7 days public notice. I need to find out the timing for the PMB and things like that as well. And I need to find out the timing from the various, companies involved. As we get closer, I get, more nervous.
Well, one thing that would help is if you could, as soon as you've gathered whatever data and presented whatever, and prepared whatever budgets, alternate budgets, you can send them to the committee, far ahead of the meeting, and that can also be sent to the PNB so people there can start considering it, informally. You don't have to wait till the actual meeting itself.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay. That would be helpful. All right. Lynn, anything else that you want to say or ask before we say goodnight? Oh, actually, let me just check with you. If something comes up for you on Wednesday the 20th, there's also the next day is open. Is that open for you as well, the 21st, Thursday?
Right now it is. Yep.
Okay. All right. So that's a fallback for you to be aware.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you, everyone.
Okay, thanks, Lynn.
Good night.
Get all their stuff.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Thursday. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let me make this formal now. So is there any objection to making the first choice and the date that we'll notice now, Wednesday, July 20th, but then if a problem comes up for Lynn, to do it on Thursday, July 21st? Any objection to either of those? Okay, hearing none, then that's the plan. All right, so now...
I'm sorry, Bob, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Was it your intention then to reserve both dates and put 21st as a provisional date?
Well, I'm open to suggestion. What do people think is the best way to handle it? Is that what you recommend?
This is Eric, Static, if I might.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know this sounds ludicrous. I'm going to apologize for it in advance. Can you notice both dates?
Well, yeah, I think that's... Serene, why don't you explain what you're suggesting exactly?
That's what I meant, to post both dates and to indicate that the 21st will be used if the 20th becomes a problem.
Okay. Is there any objection to my posting it in that manner?
This is Grace. I have a slight objection.
Go ahead.
The dates are fine. The way you want to post it is fine. But I think that if the P&B needs...
Can you speak up a little, please? You're a little faint.
If the P&B needs to meet to discuss important financial issues, I think that that should preempt one or the other of those dates. In other words, I don't think it should be frozen.
Right. I mean, well, those of you on the P&B can correct me, but I thought that's the standing practice, that whenever the P&B needs to have some sort of meeting, that can override a committee meeting if they decide, because they are above the committees. Does anyone disagree with that?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah. Yes. In programming, we're sort of searching for a day to meet, and one idea was the 21st. But so, if the 21st becomes clear, or the 20th becomes clear, there's one person that works every Wednesday. Anyway, could you please let the committee know? So, because you know, there's very scarce days there, and programming needs to meet, and nobody wants to meet on Fridays. I mean, some people... Well, never mind. Anyway, as soon as you know what day it's not, could you let us know?
Sure. Well, yeah. Once we hear anything from Lynn about the need to change, but if you need to make a decision on the programming committee, please notify us, and, you know, that you have that meeting coming up, so we'll know. You know, if I need to check in with Lynn, I can do that. But so you have to remind us, okay?
Yeah, and I have to poll everybody still, so so I'm going to ask how many can come on this day or that day. And
okay.
21 was a possibility, I thought. Anyway,
all right.
We will see.
Very good. Okay, anything else on the day?
Okay, if it's Friday, I won't be there.
No, it's not. We're not discussing Friday. We're discussing Wednesday versus Thursday.
Okay.
So, all right, anything else on this?
Also on programming. He may have been talking about programming.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
Yeah, all right, so if there's no objection, we're going to move on to the next item on the agenda. It's 10 o'clock, and that is how to move forward on some of the problems that, you know, have come up in the past. And right now we don't have a working group that's met.
Point of order.
So... what do we want to do? Yes.
I have a point of order. We agreed to do minutes after Lynn. We slipped.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't looking at my agenda. Okay. Nancy, refresh my memory. Did you post or did Bill post minutes for us to look at?
No, I had volunteered to poll everybody, the ones who were volunteered to be on the working group, but I completely forgot about it. So
I was asking about minutes of the last two meetings of this committee.
I sent to you and Bill like an hour before the meeting tonight, and the other the 14th or the June 1st, I can't remember which one. The June 1st meeting, Bill had some reservations about whether we should pass it or not, and I think. I can't remember which one. I deleted it after I sent it. So y'all have it, and I don't have it, so I can't even correct anything on it.
Okay, Bill. Oh, sorry. Were you done, Nancy?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, Bill, do you want to address this? I see now, I'm sorry, I've had a very busy day, but I now see at 3 o'clock Bill posted the May 18th minutes that Nancy wrote.
Yeah, she sent them earlier, but I'm not sure if she sent them to everybody.
Okay.
And Nancy, it would be better to go ahead and send them to everybody. Don't just send them to me and Bob, because we're going to assume you're sending it to everyone. Oh, okay, I hope you did. Okay. Well, which minutes were you talking about that we...
Well, let's...
I think that was one we already approved last month. It was for a previous meeting, wasn't it? Whether there were some minor corrections and you said you would incorporate them. I can send it back to you again if you need that.
Yes, I'm going to need the one that...
I think that was an April meeting, but I forget.
Yeah, I
okay,
don't
have but did we vote on May 18th at the last meeting? I don't recall that.
I think we did. I think we voted on all of them to approve them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then is there anything in front of us now for tonight?
Just the last June 14th.
Right, but have those been posted? That's what I'm asking.
Posted means emailed, right?
Yeah.
I sent them to everybody.
I
didn't see them. Did anyone else see them?
7:33 Eastern.
Yeah. I forwarded them just a little bit before the meeting, but
okay.
If people didn't get them earlier, then we probably should postpone approval again so people can review them.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing this till the next meeting?
This is Doreen.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I see them at 7:33 p.m. I did look them over, did not see anything wrong.
I don't have a phone.
Okay.
Did you check them, Bill?
I just skimmed over them. I didn't really, no. I think I did look at them, but I don't remember exactly now. I looked at them just before the meeting, but I didn't notice anything offhand. But it's okay with me to defer approval so people who can review them if they want to. Either way is okay with me.
Yeah, well, might as well. I mean, one day, the day of the meeting is probably nine of time.
It helps, of course, to send them out shortly after the meeting while people's memory is fresh.
This is true.
So if that's possible. If that's possible, that would be better. And then we can resend them just before the meeting.
This is true.
Yeah.
I move to approve the minutes of June 14th. And in the June 14th minutes, by the way, you'll see that we did, in fact, deal with the April and May minutes at that June meeting.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Okay. Is there any objection to the motion to approve? Okay. Hearing none, that's approved. All right, so now we can move on to the problems with the election process and how we should. Now, I don't think the first thing we should plunge into is I think we should talk about problem X. I think we should talk about a structure for how to address the existing issues, and particularly being time sensitive. You know, look at the things that come up soonest in the election cycle and address those, or figure out a way, should we create a working group for a particular set of problems. So why don't we start with some of the kind of structural issues for the committee before we get into a detailed discussion of a particular problem. So who would like to speak?
Well, Eric to the stack.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, you said rather than a particular problem. That's right. I'll wait.
Okay. Anyone else?
Could you talk about what kind of structural issues you're talking about, Bob?
Well, in other words,
it's hard to get distinguish that from other things.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry if I'm being abstract. What I meant was, do we want to, for instance, create a group to just focus on the ballot mailing questions about the things that I mentioned to Lynn about looking at the options that were proposed last year, and the pros and cons of those, and then maybe a different group could look at some of the issues around, the on-air candidate debates and off-air candidate debates and whatever other. I mean, I'm just using those as examples, but the group wouldn't just take one issue. They could take five or six issues within a time period of the cycle, so that we're really always prioritizing the things that are the most urgent, because we know how this goes, right? We know that we're never going to have time, and the PNB is never going to have time to deal with everything in one meeting. So we need to triage.
Okay, then we need to put a checklist like
right.
that.
Right.
And one thing is the staff list ought to be put in a very well seen place. Last year it was in a teeny tiny corner. Nobody could tell anywhere it was there posted. I did not see it myself, but I was told by other people it's such an obscure place, should be in a bold place.
Okay,
has that been done even, I wonder?
Okay, let me actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, Nancy, because that's something that's pretty immediate. So why don't we take a few minutes and talk about substantive suggestions for the immediate, like for the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or, you know, the very soon period that are urgent. And Nancy, if you could just keep notes of each suggestion.
Yes.
And
yes.
We don't have to take votes necessarily, but then you can relay that list to Lynn and to the full committee, including people who aren't here tonight. So are there items for the next 2 to 3 weeks that we would like to bring to Lynn's attention?
This is Bill. I agree with Nancy. That those lists should be posted right now. They should be public, and we should be looking at them to make sure that all the right people are on the staff lists and that the wrong people are not on them, because the LESs need to know that right after the nominations close, you know, like July 1st.
And
determine eligibility of that.
Right. And if I can call myself, not only post them physically at the station, but also email them to the staff listservs so that the staff members can, you know, review them and decide if there are errors. Okay. Other suggestions for the next 2 to 3 weeks?
YouTube videos?
For what?
The candidates in the 2012 election? Yeah, we did YouTube videos. It was done really easily.
But I'm talking about the next 2 to 3 weeks.
I see. Okay. No,
yeah.
Maybe later.
Anyone else for this next immediate period?
Probably the staff list, the listener list.
Right. Okay, well, if nothing else, then let's talk about the period after the candidates have been confirmed and the carts are being recorded. I guess the whole cart question, we might want to start talking a little about how that process could be improved. We do have, just to refresh and for the newer members, we did recommend a policy which the PNB adopted last year that had a particular amount of carts that was more realistic than the previous policy, which program directors had said was utterly unrealistic and were not willing to implement. So that was made more practical on the one hand, but also make sure it was rotated throughout the day and the week. So I can repost that to the committee so people have access to it. Any suggestions about the whole candidate cart process?
This is Nancy.
Go ahead.
That's the biggest headache, is these carts being played at the right time and having people who have time to listen to the radio that they're actually, you know, confirmed they're actually played, and the cart list needs to be posted so we can compare something and be looking or listening for these things. This is the biggest headache.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Eric. I'm in absolute agreement. Was that Nancy who just spoke?
Yes.
Yeah. My biggest concern is some of the programmers might think it's optional on their part to play the cards. And I don't know what the remedy is, but that it's happened before. I don't know how pervasive it was, but that somehow needs to be looked at, I think.
Okay. Other suggestions?
This is Bill. I I think we need a mixture of the candidate cards and also some generic cards, because I mean, I agree. I think with what Nancy was saying and Eric, I think it's impossible for to get all the cards played according to any schedule they develop. We've just seen too many problems at every station. And the more of them we have, the harder it is for the LES to get the schedules adjusted to compensate, to provide extra plays for other candidates or whatever. My personal feeling is those individual candidate cards don't provide a lot of useful information. It's nice for people to hear the candidates' voices, but they all sound good. And we need some generic cards also to tell people you can start looking at the candidate statements on the websites, and there's a lot more details there and things like that. And perhaps the LDSs need to work with the program directors at each station. They probably know which programmers are more likely to be careful about playing the cards correctly, because some of them are really careless and some of them are not. There's still going to be mistakes, but, you know, why ask for problems by asking careless programmers to do the cards? They don't have to be every hour of every day. But, I mean, that's just something the NES and the LESs will have to work out with each station, I guess.
Okay. Who else would like to speak?
Nancy, but I've spoken
before. Well, let's see if anyone else who hasn't spoken yet has something to say.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Yes, go ahead.
I think the idea of having something that's on the air about the election for the next 2 or 3 weeks in particular is very important, not to let our general public get it out of their minds. In other words, just to keep it on their minds that it's coming and that we really are looking for their support.
Okay. Anyone else?
Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay, just want to sort of piggyback on what Jim was saying. I think it's important to have a part that lays out the timeline. Every station is going to be involved in some sort of fundraising drive this summer, so there are going to be 2 or maybe 3 weeks when, you know, you're not hearing any candidate cards. I mean, the candidate cards, certainly not with the frequency that some might like, or even general information cards. So I think the sooner that it begins and laying out the timeline so folks kind of know what to expect, the better, because there are real-world elections also that are going to absorb just a tiny bit of our attention this fall. So the sooner we get folks thinking about our deadlines and when to expect it and when to be alarmed if they don't get their ballot, et cetera, I think would be good.
All right. Anyone else? Okay. Nancy, you have another point?
Yes. To get programmers to play these things and not cut them short, they've done that too, we need some kind of communication with them. And until a couple of months ago, we had a rule at KPFC, LSPs do not talk to programmers. I mean, that kind of stupid rule. So there's a big Berlin Wall. But if we were to be able to communicate with them, or maybe the ED could communicate with these programmers that we want fair cards, so no complaints and no lawsuits, and then win back the CPB favor that we're doing things fairly, because we need that CPB grant money, maybe that might encourage them, and that, yeah, we need a fair election. And also being able to telling the listeners, you know, a lot of time and volunteer hours and money has been spent for getting a fair election. And, you know, if you're not going to vote, you don't want to read the booklet, at least return the ballot so it can count for quorum. And a lot of people don't know what quorum is. They say, you know, they say you need 700-something listener candidates and staff, I forgot what it is, 15 or 20 or whatever. I think we should tell them this
you know, it's important because I think I've already repeated myself. I said this on a different time. Okay, that's all.
Okay. Let me just mention that to my understanding, the CPB has no interest whatever in our election, so that's not the issue that they've been chiding Pacifica for in the past is about notice of public meetings, that it has to be 7 days public and fully accessible. They don't get involved in evaluating the fairness of our election process, to my knowledge. I do agree with you, though, that there has to be some regulation on the playing of cards, and the PNB motion passed last year, which we recommended, did have a schedule, and it said that the LES was responsible to work with the program director to implement that schedule. So it's really a matter of that relationship kind of being solidified to try to make sure that the PD sees that whoever needs to on staff needs to be monitoring the schedule to make sure it's properly implemented, that that happen and that that be reported back to the LES so that she or he can, you know, can make sure that the agreed upon schedule is being followed. All right. Well, it's 10:17. So as we move toward the end, is there any final comment on this, or can we move to kind of the next period in the election process?
Okay. Nancy, I have a question.
Yes.
My question is if the group can think of what kind of consequences we could put, or some way to entice programmers to play these things fairly. And not just programmers, management. Sometimes they step in and take over things and do things the way they want. I mean, do we have consequences? Can we make some up?
This
All
is
right.
Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I remember the NAS saying that both staff and management were going to be signing the FCPs this year, and it's new that management has to sign it. We have program directors or interim program directors at each of our stations, and whether they do it themselves or they direct their operations or traffic departments to schedule it, that's their job to get it done. If it's not being done, then the NES has the authority to speak with the general managers about whatever corrective action needs to be taken. I don't think that's the committee's role. We don't manage the station.
Okay. So if there's no other comments on this subject, is there any?
I just have a brief comment, Eric.
Go ahead, Eric.
I think the only problem area or the window might be the off hours, because there's so many people listening through the early morning into the late evening. There's generally no incentive for any discrepancies, but I think that window, say between, I know one a.m. up till, let's just say six a.m. I think that's the only period that's really problematic. All the rest of the hours are heavily scrutinized. You know, things run pretty smoothly. Outside of that window. It's just a matter, I think, of being able to monitor the off hours. That's when the capacity to go things, for things to go other than they should, you know, is the largest. But that's all I wanted to add.
Okay. All right. So why don't we move on to any other kind of areas of election process after or in the period, you know, of the carts or later than the carts that we want to address tonight? We only have about 5 minutes left. I mean, if not, we can just hold off.
Bill?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Well, we may need some working groups to basically help with certain things. For example, I remember several years ago, well, it was the whole committee at that time, but, you know, if you only have four or five people to help develop and review the RFP for the vendor, that whoever's going to actually design the ballots and print and mail them and tabulate them and generate the results, to make sure that we don't have some of the problems we had last year where, you know, they the mailing took forever to get to people, took people a long time to get replaced on ballots, and they didn't quite follow the bylaws procedures on how to do the STP tabulation. Those things could be prevented probably if we had an adequate request for proposals and a way of reviewing the proposals. And the NES may need help with that. In the past, the committee did that or helped with it.
Okay, let me just say a couple things about that. One is that the length of time that the ballots took to get to arrive in mailboxes had nothing to do with the vendor. That had to do with the decision to save $16,000 by sending them as bulk mail rather than first class. So that's a Pacifica decision,
right,
which will have to be made again this year. And that's what one of the things I was referring to in saying that I hope that Lynn can come back to us with comparative cost estimates so that then the committee, first the committee and then the PNB, can decide that question and various other comparative options. Now, as far as your other points about an RFP to help guide the selection of a company, I agree. And Lynn mentioned, I believe on the last call, that she is going to turn to that soon based on last year or 2 years ago or whenever it was. Several years ago. That's right. Now, we did modify the one for 2014-15. We used an old one to create an updated one. So she's going to use that as a starting point and then modify it further. So question you're posing is, does anyone on the committee want to volunteer to put their heads together to look at that carefully and see if it needs more adjustments to work with her on that? So is anyone interested in that, in such a work group?
You want us to review the RFP?
Right.
This is Bill. I mean, I remember what we did several years ago.
Hang on, Bill. Nancy, were you saying something about that?
So you want us to dig up the one that we used?
No, I'll send it again. I sent it before, but I'll be happy to send it. The question is, do people want to roll up their sleeves and go kind of line by line and suggest whether it needs more modifications? I mean, this committee did that very carefully last year, but it's certainly always worth a fresh look.
Okay,
so Bill, go ahead.
Well, you can put me down.
Okay, anyone else?
Yeah, Nancy and Bill and somebody else, please.
Anyone else?
How about you, Bob?
No, sorry.
No, okay.
Well, I know Anthony was involved before, if he's willing to do it again. When we did this earlier.
Okay, is Anthony on this call?
Yeah, I've been quiet for a while, but I am on the call.
Do you want to be on the group?
I'm going to have to defer on that for the moment when see other stuff looming up ahead.
That's fine. So is there anyone else? Because if not, we'll just... Bill, why don't you put out a call on the listserv for anyone who wants to get involved and explain in some detail, you know, what you're asking people to do.
Okay.
Look for modifications.
Yeah. And do you have the copy, Bill, of what I posted? Well, if not, just email me and I'll send it. And you can maybe attach it.
I don't think I have the one from last year.
Email and
I have ones from previous years.
Yeah, no, but I think we should use the most recent because we carefully went over it and updated it. So I think it would be confusing to go back to old ones.
Okay, we'll just send it to me, and I'll be glad to send out a note.
Well, tomorrow morning. Okay. All right, anything else before we adjourn? Any other tasks, next steps?
We should have a projected winner of this Saturday night. Is that correct? Our election.
Let me ask.
Oh,
Serene, do you? I don't remember.
Yeah, they're going to. I think it's July 2nd. That is Saturday, right? I'll post the time. I think it's around 2 p.m. Eastern at KPFT, but I will double check that information and post it so that all of you can fly to Houston to check it out.
Oh, and for those listening on the stream, what we're talking about is the election for chair of this committee. That's been ongoing. The polls are open. I believe it's till 11:30 Eastern tonight, yep. cast your email ballot to two neutral tellers in Houston, or one in Houston, one in L.A. Okay.
I think I was told it's 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time Saturday, but it would be nice to confirm.
No. I'm talking about the deadline for voting.
Oh, for the mailing, yes. But, I was talking about the counting. Right, the deadline for mailings today.
Right. Okay.
So we'll get an email Saturday, is that correct?
Huh? Terry usually sends out the results after the process.
Okay, so Houston won't have a problem then.
Right.
Houston has lots of problems, but not with our ballot.
Okay, Nancy, you want to speak?
Yes, okay, I know I spoke about it last time, so I'll try to do it very quickly. I was thinking about...
You're fading.
How we can... Oh, gosh, is somebody doing that to me? I want us to have more oversight in the election. I mean, I've been dreaming of it, having more oversight, instead of having some company that might have infiltrators in it or don't really care that much, doing our ballot tabulation. So I was thinking, still, if we were to count each other's stations, different stations, not our own, and then we have Skype and video of opening and processing the ballots, and then being able to see it on the other stations, seeing, their own being on the video and then watching another or whatever at different times, of course, I think we are good enough to do STV tabulation and be able to count it. And although we're not touching our own ballot of our own station's LSB, we'll be touching a different station. Maybe we do Washington does New York, and New York goes to Houston, and then the other two, California, just exchange. But at least we'll have oversight. We haven't done that, had oversight since, when was the last election, 2010 or 11?
This is Eric.
The first time we had a vendor.
This is Eric. If I may address that briefly, and
briefly, and then we're at time.
Yeah. We've in DC. We have a nonprofit. I mean, you may have heard of Fair Vote. They've done an excellent job, and there's generally an observer to stand there and monitor. But they come in. I don't know if they're college students. Jim might be able to address that. But anyway, we've done very well with them. Impartial third of place of Berber. In fact, we've had to vote on candidates. They've come in. And, I wouldn't want stations voting on each other. No, that might be like Cook County in Illinois. We do elections very well.
All right. We're out of time. So, hold on, Nancy. We're out of time. This is a topic we can come back to later. It's much later in the process. This doesn't happen until October. So, unless there's a burning...
No, but she's going to pick up company very soon.
The company doesn't have any role in whether local stations count it. I do think it's a question you should raise for the RFP would be whether a company could coordinate with local vote totals. In other words, if they could count the electronic ballots, and then would that be compatible with counting paper ballots locally or something like that? So in terms of criterion, I think it's very useful. But in terms of a policy decision on how to do it, that's something Pacifica needs to decide later on. But we're out of time for tonight. So unless there's something absolutely burning that we've forgotten that is time sensitive, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. So last call.
When is the next meeting? Is the 20th or 21st? Okay.
Right, 20th or 21st.
And I'll put out a poll for the working group.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And all right, good night, everyone.
I'm sorry, what was the last thing, Nancy?
And Bill said, the action item, Bill said he's going to put out the RFP, a working group for the RFP. Is that right, Bill? Is that what you said?
I thought you just...
Well, I will send out
a poll. That's the
you
same
can put
group.
Up a link, but you need to explain what it's about.
Yeah.
I'll help you that if you want.
Yeah, why don't the two of you
people need
together.
To know what's involved.
Yeah, work together on a call out to a working group meeting and whatever poll you want to do. Tomorrow, Bill, I'll send you the last, wasn't exactly an RFP, actually. It was a call for nonprofits to help, but it also applied to companies. So, and you all can recommend tweaking that, whatever, and you know, but anyway, if you can package that together in a clear way, put it out to the committee, and then we'll move forward. Okay? So thanks, everyone, for your input.
Thank you.
And we'll meet again in a few weeks. So good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.